The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Jude verse 20. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, rakom bratina vradie labash. Here kuti maratina rabadiam bolobodobosh. Here de. Are you there? Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. I want to hear everybody in this hall. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. So how do you build yourself up in the most holy faith? Praying in the Holy Ghost. That means that if you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, now it's not the duty of God to build yourself up. God said you should do it. And how you do it is by praying in tongues. How you do it is by praying in tongues. You don't need anybody to tell you that you have an obligation. It is your duty to pray. And you know, Pastor said that some of the things that, you know, do take us 5 years to resolve. He said 30 minutes prayers will resolve it. Some of the decisions that's been a problem on our table will just take 1 hour speaking in tongues. Just praying in the Holy Ghost. Just speaking in tongues. And I want to tell you, you see, if you are in this hall and maybe you don't believe that you can pray, or maybe you don't believe that you can pray long, let me tell you, you can. The Holy Ghost is living inside of you. If you don't pray in tongues, let me tell you, you can pray in tongues. The Holy Ghost is living inside of you. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, these signs have followed them that believe. They will speak in tongues. So just open your mouth. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is willing. Hallelujah. So if you don't pray in tongues, if you start praying in tongues, you see, open your mouth and start speaking. That thing that is coming, that is sounding like, I don't know, just open your mouth. Hallelujah. Because when you are doing that, you are building yourself up. And remember I said before now that when we gather as believers, it's an opportunity. Hallelujah. And you should utilize the opportunity. The more you pray in tongues, the more the Holy Ghost gains more expression in your body. Permit me to tell you that you are a human being. The Spirit of God is living in us, but you have the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you struggle to preach, pray more in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Maybe there are some things that you don't find easy doing in the body of Christ. You see, don't bother yourself. Just pray in tongues. Just commit to prayers. Just a kuma supratina zalia. Did you know that sometimes I'll just be thinking about something, my head will be aching. Like, I'll just be feeling like, let me be hitting my head on a particular pillar. But something will just, then we just pray. Just pray. I will pray and pray and pray to an extent that I will not be feeling like, is it this small thing? Is it not just this thing? And I will go my way, and the way God will just solve the whole thing. So, my dear, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you commit to prayers, the Holy Ghost gains more expression in your body. So, this is that season of the year. It's that time of the year that, you see, we'll commit to prayers or we'll pray more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, prayer makes your heart ready for the miracle. You see, maybe you have not been praying for this meeting. If you go this night, be praying, God bless me into 2020. God, as your son will be talking to me, as your son will be preaching, Father, bless me. If you pray, you see, prayer has a way of making your heart ready for the miracle. Hallelujah. It has the way of making your heart ready for the impartation. Because impartation will happen. I'm telling you, you see, impartation bracket everywhere. And thank God for the media. You know, sometimes they will just snap you when you are in that mood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that you'll be remembering it, because let me not say, but you see, I know that when pastor speaks, I know that when he listens, things has changed. I'm telling you, even if your village people is as, hallelujah, you know, the disciples, they were finding it very difficult to cast out demons. They were doing a lot of things. But you know, Jesus will be going and the demons will be shouting, "Son of David, have you come to destroy us?" Maybe, you know, your prayer has just been, you know, pushing the force. The thing will go back. The thing will come back again. Don't worry. If they hear the voice of our pastor, if they hear you, they will run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, prayer has a way, you see, of changing things. You see, prayer has the capacity to change human beings. Hallelujah. Okay. Prayer has the capacity of changing human beings, has the capacity of changing things. So maybe it's academics, maybe it's money, maybe it's anything. You see, prayer can do it. Prayer can resolve it. Prayer can handle it. So if you don't have anything, if you can't remember anything, remember that is that time of the year, that season of the year that we will pray again. Hallelujah. It's that time of the season that we will pray again. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. Let's read 1, 2, 3, go. And the Bible says that he is laboring fervently. Sometimes prayers might not be easy. Sometimes you might be very down, might be tired. Maybe you have not eaten for days. Or maybe, you know, you are down physically or health-wise. But you see, just try as much as you can that your mouth is moving, that you are praying. Complete in the will of God. Hallelujah. You don't need anybody to tell you that there is such a thing as the will of God. Hallelujah. There is such a thing as the will of God for your life. And you know, in the will of God, it's not like God has options for you. You are either here or you are there. No. There is a particular thing that the Lord wants you to do. So committing to prayers, laboring in prayers, you see, will keep you in God's will for your life. I want you to be there. So I want to tell you once again, brethren, that we are here to make things get better. We are here to, you know, change things for ourselves, for our families, for our ministry. And pastor is set for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11. Satoroba Latabia Varatani Umbrati Navandash Ecombrati Valetu Minandash Ashatino Morondo Labario Gorash. Mark chapter 11:23-24. Let's read 1, 2, 3, go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that whosoever that shall say to this mountain, that if you can talk to the mountain, Now in verse 24, the Bible said that if ye desire, I believe you have desires in your heart. I believe you have expectations. Now the next thing the Bible said, and when ye pray, so it doesn't just stop at the way is coming. I am believing God for this. I am believing God for that. Now the Bible said it is right for you to desire. It is right for you to have expectations. It is right for you to believe that God is going to do this thing for me. And the next thing the Bible said is that when you pray, so after that you have to pray. After that you have to pray. You have to declare. You have to open your mouth and talk to God. But because it doesn't just end in your heart. You see, if you don't pray about a desire, it's just a wish. It's just something that, but you see, when you pray, the Bible said when you pray and believe, you will have them. You will have them. Hallelujah. I said you will have them. I can hear it again, that you will have them. Hallelujah. So, permit me to tell you again, you will have it. You will have them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, we are going to pray. You see, Joey just started. I'm going to give us an opportunity again to pray. We are going to pray for yourself. Maybe, you know, maybe you forgot to pray with your expectations. Or maybe you did not get it right. You were just thinking that I will do this, I will do that. And at the end of the day, you came to the way without expectations. No, I am going to give another opportunity this evening for you to pray. For you to pray for Zoe 2022. Asking God for specific things. Asking God for what he will do for you. Because God is ever ready. You see, God is a man that I've seen that cannot gather us in vain. God is not a player. He's not somebody that will just bring us for fun. No. Whenever God gathers us together, there is something he wants to tackle. There is something he wants to bring to us. And Zoe is one of those meetings. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18 and verse 18. Are you there? Matthew 18 and verse 18. Let's read 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 19. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people that do pray, Father, bless us. Some persons will be praying for another being to beg Jesus to bless us or to beg God. But permit me to tell you, you see, Bible said that whatever thing you bind on earth, so it's actually on earth that we control what happens in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if there is anything you are believing God for, if there is anything you are expecting from God this weekend, know that. Have it at the back of your mind that, you see, you are the one that will decide whether it will come to pass or not. So you have to do it here on earth. And it will reflect in heaven. He said, when you agree on earth, not in heaven. So you have a work to do this weekend. And that work is to pray. Can't just pray in tongues. 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 Hello, Koroba Ladabash. Eleturubara Ladabash. You see, prayer can fix dead organs. Hello, Borodoba Labalabalabash. A Sokrumalia Tinavra de Ladabash. A Combria Velita Niabalodosh. It's an opportunity for your family to get better. It's an opportunity for your ministry to get better. It's an opportunity. Hello, Koroba Ladabash. Just pray. Ukonjobo, just pray. Just pray. He sent tomorrow to Obratina Randa Labash. Hashakoko Paretima Rebeludu Barado. Lobo, 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 lobo. Yakua Parakuna Marandelia Brende Lebruti Maradia Bratine Recuprateas.
You don't know where to go from here. Prayers can fix it. It's an opportunity for us. It's an opportunity to put your life in a better shape.
Increase your expectations. Increase your expectations. Because God is set for us. And there is nothing that God cannot. Nothing. Nothing. There is nothing. Nothing will take you out of this meeting before Sunday. And I declare again, nothing will take you out of this meeting before Sunday. Because you just have to be here. Anything that will try to take you out is from the kingdom of darkness. I'm telling you the truth. They're trying to shift you away from what the Lord has for you. We pray in Jesus' name. You see, prayer is an act of humility. When you are committed to prayer, so when you pray, you are saying to God, I depend on you. Are you getting me? It's an act of humility. It shows that you really, really believe in God. It shows that you really, really depend on God. So indeed, if you depend on God, it doesn't just end, I depend on you. God, I depend on you. No. When you are praying, that is when you are saying, Father, I depend on you. So it is pride on your own end if you don't pray. You know, you are in this hole there saying, pray. I'm just there watching. You are proud. I'm just telling you. And remember that the effect of prayer will go to a man that has prayed. I got to me, prayer is not prayer. Prayer, that is the, you know, there are some things that we believers, we can easily say, but when we talk about doing it, you see, prayer is not saying pray. No. You have to do it. It's an act of humility. You are telling God, I depend on you. And in case you don't depend on God, in case maybe you have somebody or maybe you have some things that, you know, that is making you feel like everything is alright. Let me give you expo this evening. You better forget all those things and go and depend on God. I'm telling you the truth. If you depend on human beings, oh my goodness. It's an act of humility. So don't be part of those people. I should be seen in this meeting and, you know, maybe pastor will just see it as this one is proud. This one is feeling like he can handle it. Do you know, sometimes some things will be happening in our life and, you know, we're just telling God, God, don't worry, I will fix it. When you are not praying, you are indirectly or directly saying to God, God, don't worry, I can fix it. And permit me to tell you, you cannot fix it. He is your God and he knows the best for you and he has the plans and he wants the best for you. So the best thing you can do for yourself is to pray. There is no selenge in prayers. That is the reason why if he's doing like scattering your head, be scattering your head. Nobody will die.
If you feel like rolling on the ground, roll on the ground. We are talking about life issues here. Some of us will handle 2025 in this way. I'm telling you, some of us, you know, one day, I saw a revelation that changed my life. I was going in that vision. I was just going. I saw a man clearing the road. You know, I saw one big tree. Before I got there, the man cleared it. I was like, who is this man? The man was just doing the job. I was going. You know, I will see thick forest. Before I get there, everything will be fine. I woke up and God asked me, do you know that man? I said, no. He said, that man is your prayers. He said, that man is your prayers. He said, the only thing you can send to your future, and you'll be relaxed. You know, it will be secured. It's secured. It's prayers. He said, you can save 1 million naira for your son, and something will happen. The bank will start telling you stories. You can build 3 decks in fire, will bring it down within 1 hour. You can, you see, prayer? Prayer is the best investment you can do for yourself, and you can do for anybody you love. That is the reason why, if you are in this hall, it's an opportunity to pray for your people. You see, it doesn't just end wishing. I know my father will not die. You say, my dear, pray. My dear, pray. You are believing God that this thing will click. I was with a friend 2 or 3 days ago. You know, I had a call. Somebody called me for a deal. And, you know, the thing was like, the thing was delaying. And we're just praying in tongues. They called that they will come tomorrow in the evening. I said, no problem. I said, we'll bring them early morning tomorrow. By prayers, you kept on praying. Like after 30 minutes, they called again. We are coming early morning tomorrow. I said, no problem. I was praying, but you see, a kuma kumana, a sopro tumarada. Do you know that prayer can shorten times? Like, bring it to get things that are meant to happen in 7 years. Prayer will bring it close. So it's an opportunity again. It's an opportunity again. For things to get better in your family. For your life to take a new... You're about to graduate. Where are you going from here? You don't know. You plan to do business, popcorn business. You plan for a goosey business. You see, forget all those things. Pray. I'm telling you, you are looking for a wife. Pray. Let me tell you. Brothers, sorry to say this. Now God, they give wife. I'm telling you. I'm just telling the truth. So if you're looking for a wife, pray. If you're looking for a job, pray. You want a car? Pray. My God is able. Is he our God? So my dear, for 2025, forget the way we are looking. You know we are in the bend. Go and pray. Because God will fix it. Can you just stand up? Just stand. Aporo bolo dobosh. Se protina bara lada bash. Araba baba bobo 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 baba 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 bash. Sombro tu maraba rabe lebe rebe 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 debe rebe debe rebe. Ikombra kimana banda banda baro tombra tina mala denya. No wonder. They even have to fix the exam so that some will not come for Zoe. Because the devil have seen. You see? They failed. Hey, haya kamaronto lobash, jakuku maronto bratina taliyo boro trapaliatina barada dabash. Can you just begin to pray? Can you just begin to pray wherever you are? Just pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for your expectations. Akoparu apanda li protina ratala tabratina dabash. Harakukuku baba baba baba. Jesus said to them, he said, until now you have not asked. He said, ask that you will receive, that your joy will be complete. That shows that God is after your joy. That shows that God is interested in your joy. And that is the reason why he said you should pray. Harakuto barati imrati ya barabarabash. Hey! Iyakakaga babababababababababababababash. Harakuma ratelia kina velia. Ishaparatu melia krombelia zima riantolosh. If you are here and you cannot pray in tongues, just open your mouth and pray in tongues. You can. Rapondo mrotu bratia barakondra valiadi namare de belika daga daga bash. Ayakaka baba barabale bosondra vina melia dash. Isabina pino borodom brati bratia.
Aswaka Kabarandrovalia, Ijakuamelia Ikafera.
I want to hear you praying. Talk. You're not praying like you have expectations. God, I depend on you. Isakina prendi varia deliades. Iatana tu marati na malite te brutu marati abarash.
Don't wait for anybody to motivate you to pray. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for this to get better. Hey! God of Pastor Henry. Ayakakagababa. Baba la balabash. The God of this commission. Aya. Odigiye onapugime. Aya. Odigiye onapugime. Odigiye onapugime. Nah, Jesus. Odigiye onapugime. Aya. Baramana malabalabash. There is nothing. There is nothing. Even dead organs, God can fix it. Ekumaro pratina varada dabash. Arakumarika delia dalabash. Arakola pratina maronda lebash. God can do transfer. Ayaka kamolo do balabash. Baba wenoge bangwa if you do transfer. Ayakumere la karabalabalabash. Elukate prekumaria tenebre di la da baladash. Even when you have lost it, even when you have fixed it, God can do it. And He has gathered us again this weekend to change our lives. Ele kuparata barabadi borobo de bode 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 bash. Ayakua kakaka barabade bade 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 bash. The word works for me. The anointing of my pastor works on my head. I come in today. I come in today. Continue. Hey! Ia paradia lita nelia da labash. Ia kuaparia nelia paradia dash. Eru kafesh. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. Aya baraka gabababash. Aya kuparedash. Aya kuparedash. Ia barabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarab Contend for what belongs to you. Contend for what belongs to your family. Contend for what belongs to your ministry. The anointing of my pastor works for me. The word works for me. Aya paroko dogo 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 dogo
Oh yeah. Jesus. Hey, it's a season of light. The effect of prayer will go to a man that's prayed. If you have your tongue, pray. My sister, pray. My brother, pray. God is set for us. The anointing works for me. The word works for me. Aya baraga dogo 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 dogo.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.